The area roads manager, Claire McEvers, informed us now that following a number of meetings and inspections of the bridge, we're hoping to go ahead now and appoint a contractor and repair the fallen part, obviously using proper materials and all, because there have been some worries in the past that the blocks, cement blocks, etc. have been used, and this is a very iconic listed bridge. So that's in the short term. So one more inspection has to be carried out on Monday when they clear away the ivy, just to see that there's no further surprises there. The inspection Monday goes as expected, then it'll take a few weeks to appoint a contractor, and the plan is to get the bridge open before Christmas or sooner if possible. The long-term issue of the bridge then is to get a complete overhaul, because as I say, over many, many years, going back 20, 30 years, there has been damage reported done to the bridge in different places, and there was either cement blocks or concrete were used. In some cases, the bridge hadn't even been repaired. So there is an urgent need to do a complete overhaul of the entire bridge. Now, the council hasn't got the money at the moment, but they are considering different ways of funding it, and hopefully we'll get a long-term plan agreed as soon as possible.